Now, the Psychiatric Nurses Association wants Mental Health Minister Kathleen Lynch to intervene personally to sort out psychiatric services in Roscommon. At the moment, the PNA says the acute psychiatric service at Roscommon County Hospital is in freefall. There have been reports of several very disturbing incidents there, with admissions suspended last weekend. And Fine Gael TD Dennis Nocton has been raising concerns about the psychiatric unit in Roscommon in the Doyle. He said he has concerns about the capacity of the unit there to operate safely.
In the last number of weeks, two families have gone public, namely the family of a 38-year-old mother who died following a tragic incident, have called for a public inquiry into the circumstances surrounding her death, and the family of a second patient who was seriously assaulted by a male patient and was subsequently allowed back in close proximity to the innocent victim due to the unavailability of appropriate alternative accommodation. During this same period, two female nursing staff have also been seriously assaulted. To compound this, in recent months, an Garda Síochána have been called on a number of occasions to attend to the unit and support staff there. I wish to state categorically that I am deeply concerned by the range of reports that I have received regarding the capacity of the facility to cater for the existing demands and ongoing needs of the community which it serves.
And that was Fine Gael TD Dennis Nocton speaking in the Doyle last week. Noel Giblin is National Secretary with the Psychiatric Nurses Association, and he's in our Athlone studio. Noel Giblin, good morning.
Good morning.
A number of serious incidents recently. We heard Dennis Nocton talk about some of them there. It sounds like an appalling level of, well, physical violence is the only word for it.
Well, definitely we've got a problem with violence in the unit, but I think the problems go back a little bit further than that, and the problems go back to the closing down of the secure services. And during the year, we closed down our secure ward, which covers the area at Ballinasloe. It was St Luke's ward at Ballinasloe, and it was classed as psychiatric intensive care unit. And it was where people went, people who had forensic history or people who were difficult to manage. And they would have been cared for in this facility until the facility closed down with the transfer of patients. And the patients were transferred, unfortunately, to Roscommon County Hospital, to the acute psychiatric unit there. Totally inappropriately, these are long-term secure care patients who have been transferred to a short-term ward at Roscommon. And this is where the problems, this is the crux of the problem. That's in one level. The other level is the erosion of staff. And we've continually highlighted the erosion of staff from the Roscommon Mental Health Services. In 2009, we had 111 psychiatric nurses working in Roscommon. Today, we have 58. This is part of the problem. There isn't the staff to care for the level of patients and the acuity of patients. And what has happened is, with the admission of patients from the secure care unit in St Luke's of Ballinasloe, it has pushed demands on the staff, and demands, things have went wrong. And that is clear to be seen.
You want Kathleen Lynch to intervene. What do you want her to do?
I think first of all, there needs to be an intervention by the minister. February 2012, which is February of last year, we met with Kathleen Lynch, a delegation from Roscommon and from the Psychiatric Nurses Association. We met with Kathleen Lynch at that time, and we asked her to intervene. We said that there was huge problems, and we wrote to her, and we actually said in our submission that the unit was becoming unsafe in Roscommon, and that someone had to do something. We said that staff were at risk in the unit, and someone had to do something. And Kathleen Lynch technically done nothing. She wrote to the local manager, and the local manager replied saying, "We're delivering a full mental health services, unlike a lot of other counties," kind of was the idea being posed. The reality of the Roscommon Mental Health Services is it's not a full mental health service. It has no community psychiatric team for acute care. It has no rehabilitative team. It has no psychiatry of later life team. It has no CBT therapy. It was suspended last year when the therapists just were not available. The service has eroded. The services have eroded.
But the fact of the matter is that Galway and Roscommon go together, and the HSE say, don't they, that, you know, if there are problems, and I suppose in the nature of this kind of healthcare, there will be pressure points from time to time, and they're saying the other institutions, Ballinasloe, Galway University, that they're supposed to pick up the slack, and that's what they do. Is that happening in your view?
Well, the problem there is that Ballinasloe is understaffed itself, and Galway City is severely understaffed itself. So you can't pick up the slack when there's such problems. And yes, the services do go together. The services do go together. And that's part of the problem was the closing down of St. Luke's in Ballinasloe. There is no secure care unit in Roscommon or in Galway. And I think that's very, very worrying, because patients who are either admitted from Dundrum back to a psychiatric service or need a psychiatric service that is forensic in nature or high secure in nature, that's not available in Roscommon or Galway. That's very concerning. I think the added point to this is that 5 years ago, there was a psychiatric secure unit commissioned at the back of University College Hospital Galway. It was built at the cost of, I believe, 4 million. It was never used. It lies idle today, and that's not acceptable. It's not acceptable.
So what exactly do you want the Minister to do, very briefly, in the time we've got left, if you have already raised this issue with her going back a year? What do you want her to do now?
I want her to intervene and make the unit safe for the staff and the patients alike. Well, I believe she can come in. I believe she can look at the staffing, look at the service, and try and roll out Vision for Change. Vision for Change is the document where we're supposed to be.
But specifically in terms of Roscommon, what do you want her to do? Do you have a number of extra staff that you need? Do you have a particular set of demands in terms of community services that can be implemented in the short to medium term?
I think the problems are so endemic in Roscommon that is the first thing. I think she needs to come in and look at the management structure and how the services are being managed. That's the start. And further on to that, then look at developing the services and realising that the services are so underdeveloped, and coming in and making way forward of actually developing a service and having a care pathway. And we read in local media last week about this, about the problems of getting admitted to the psychiatric unit in Roscommon, and people going around the country trying to get admitted when Roscommon has refused their admission over the last weekend.
We'll be talking to the HSC later in the programme. Noel Giblin, National Secretary with the Psychiatric Nurses Association. Thank you for talking to us this morning. 28 minutes past 7.